In our previous year, we began a discussion based on the Gemara in the Masechta Bava Kama Daf Tazayin regarding the chiyuv, the obligation to bow down b'moedim. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, Eilu brachas shoychen soychen b'hem. These are the brachas where we have to bow down, but obviously tchil of a soif, by the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha at the beginning, as we begin, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Kei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Kol Yaakov, and then when we get to Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, or by Da Tchil V'Saif, and by Moedim, we have to bow down by the beginning, as we say Moedim, and then we have to bow down when we say the end of that bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Atayv Shimcha L'cha Noa L'hoidus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and Baal Lischas B'Saif Kol Bracha B'Tchilasai. If somebody wants to bow down at the beginning, at the end of every bracha, or B'Tchilasai, or at the beginning, Melam D'Naisai Shlo Yischa. We teach him not to do so. Avu Bem Tziyason, in the middle of the bracha, Yochel Lishos, you may bow down. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet begins. Hamispalel, as someone davens, Tzorach Shiyichra, he's supposed to bow down. Ashi Yisbakaku Kol Chuyu Shebesedra. He's supposed to bow down in such a way until all the knots in his spine are visible. For Yichra Be'emtza, Masnaf v'roish yish zogav. However, don't bow down that only your body goes down and not your head. Al gam roisha yochav kadman. Even his head should also bend down. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hey. V'lo yisha kolkach. Don't bow down to such a degree. Ad sheyapiv keneged chogush l'misnayim, until your mouth is facing your waist, says the Shulchan Aruch further, if somebody is elderly or not well, it's difficult for him to bow down to such a great degree, as long as he bows down his head, it's enough. It's as long as it's obvious that it is his desire to bow down, El Shemitzar Atzmai, it's difficult for him to do so. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sifof, Kishukaira Yichra B'Mehiris V'Pamachas, when it comes to bow down, do it quickly, Ukshuzoikiv, when he gets up, Zoichiv B'Nachas, you get up slowly, Roish Etchiloi, first his head, Vachkach Gufoi, and then his body, Shloitil of Kamasui. It shouldn't look that this bowing down was something that was difficult, something he didn't want to do. Siv Zayin, Kishikareya Kareya B'Baruch, Baruch, when you come to bow down, you start bowing down by Baruch, Kishizoykev, when we get up, Zoykev B'Shem. And this Sif, with the Mishnah Berura on this Sif, is the critical Sif that teaches us how one is supposed to bow down. So we look in the Mishnah Berura in Sif Yud Beis. Says the Mishnah Berura, Shkarei, Omer Baruch, when he says the word Baruch, Yichra B'Brachov, he should bend his knees. Ukshomer S, Yisha, when he says the word S, Yisha Shizbak Bakukol Choyish, then he should bow down his body. So the Mishnah Berura, which is quoting the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Shlah, who's quoting the Zohar, says that the way to bow down is first the knees and then the body. However, if we look at the Ber Hetev over here, the Ber Hetev in Sif Katan Hey quotes the Mishnah Chassidim, who quotes the Arizal, that says when you bow down, by Baruch, you should bow your body. And when you say Atah, you should bow down your head. He doesn't speak at all about bending the knees. And so does the Shari Tshuva in Sifkatan Aleph, quoting the Beis Yaakov, says you don't bow the knees. So it seems that we have here a very fundamental machlokes. The Mishnah Brura, the Magen Avraham, the Shlah, the Zohar say that one should bow the knees. The Behetiv, the Shari Tshuva, the Arizal say don't bend the knees. And many suggest that this is really a machlokes of menhagim between the Ashkenazim, who follow the minig of the Magen Avraham, versus the Sfardim, who follow the minig of the Arizal. However, I did see a tshuva from the Klaus Magen Rebbe, and Shaila Tshuva Stiver Yatzif, Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach Gimel, and there's also a tshuva from the Debrezina Rav, and Shaila Tshuva Ber Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Simon Yud Aleph, that want to suggest that there's not necessarily a machlokes. And it could be that the Arizal is maskim, is agreeable, that you should bend your knees. And what the Arizal means to say, that the only way you could be certain that you bend your body properly is if you bend your knees first. That's what they want to say. However, that's regarding the way we bow down. But what about getting up? So here, there is certainly a machlokes. In Sif Vav, we just learned very clearly that the Shulchan Aruch says, first pick up your head, and then pick up the rest of your body. The Arizal says just the opposite. The Arizal says, first to raise the body, and then to pick up the head. Moreover, so we have here a very fundamental machlokes, the Sfardim follow, Kaf HaChaim says, the Sfardim should follow the minig of the Arizal. Regarding the Ashkenazim, certainly it seems from the Mishnah Brura and others that we follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch here in Tziv Vav. I did see that there are Chassidish Menhagim, there are Menhagim amongst Chassidim, that they follow the minig of the Arizal. I also saw from the Stipler Zatzal that when one bows down, he should try to bow down slanting to the left. Because you bow down slanting to the left, just like when we step out from the Shemona Esrei, that's to the right side of the Shechina. Also, and this seems to be everybody's opinion, when it comes to getting up, there everybody agrees that you're supposed to get up before you say the Shem Hashem. When you're saying the Shem Hashem, you should already be standing erect. And it's based on a pasuk in Malachi. The pasuk says, Mepnei Shemi Nichasu. So Mepnei Shemi, before one says the Shem Hashem, Nichasu, he should be standing straight. We continue looking at the Mishnah Brura that we quoted. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Yud Bey says, Mishnah Brura says that when it comes to saying Maidan, we don't bow down the same way as we bow down all the other times that we bow down. Rather, says the Mishnah Brura, just bow down straight, not bending the knees, until you say the word Hashem, until you get the word Hashem. And as we just said, whenever it comes to say Hashem, you should be standing. The Mishnah Brura actually quotes the pasuk, Hashem zoykev kfufim. When you say the word Hashem, zoykev kfufim, you should be standing tall and erect. So the Mishnah Berurah, clearly quoting the Eliyahu Rabbah, says that only by the other brachas, not by Moedim, is there a reason to bend your knees, because the word Baruch is from the Lashon Birkayim, knees. So Baruch represents that we should be bending our knees. However, when we say Moedim, we don't say the word Baruch, and therefore, then we don't have to bend our knees. And interestingly, so too is the opinion of the Arizal that by Moedim you don't bend down, only you bow down, you don't bend your knees. However, the Rishash, quoted by the Kaf HaChaim, says that the same way we bow down by all the other times that we bow down, so too should we bow down when we say Moedim. And actually, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, of the Chaya Adam, of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and in that Shuvah that I quoted earlier from the Debrei Tzina Rav, Chel Gimel, Simen Yud Aleph, he says, V'kei Minig HaOlam, even though the Mishnah Berurah clearly doesn't pass in that way.